VAR in Fulton Homes reminds you that 2 seconds is too long to take your eyes off your kids around water. Take the necessary precautions to make sure your family has a safe and happy summer.
My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors. By the way, we're hosted by us. Sponsored by Gold Circuit Incorporated, as you heard. The best place to take anything you want to make sure that the data is absolutely gone on to the next universe. Check them out at goldcircuit.com.
It's like super scrubbing.
You corporate guys, you know you got a whole different set of standards there to deal with when it comes to getting rid of that old technology, and these guys will make absolutely sure that it's done properly.
They have this big, huge, like 60,000 square foot warehouse where they take stuff in and they'll buy up old technology and try to take that stuff and either recycle it or find buyers for it. But before they do that, they make sure that it's absolutely positively gone.
Well, the term pulverize pretty much covers all of the data destruction issues. It's little tiny pieces when they get done, so it's absolutely secure from that standpoint. Check them out, goldcircuit.com. We thank them for their sponsorship. Before we go on to the next caller, we basically had a number of announcements this past week. The usual yet another security issue discovered.
Dun, dun, dun.
Microsoft's gone to announcing patches or updates. I believe it's the first Tuesday of every month.
Seems like that should be plenty often enough.
Yeah. The thing is now, these guys that are trying to create phishing scams that people will fall for are following that same mold where they're sending out their phishing scams posing as Microsoft updates. Key distinction, folks. Microsoft will never send you an attachment. They will never send you anything that you're supposed to click on to open up. They will give you links, but they will not send you an attachment for you to open that is supposed to be a security update. So no matter how official it is, don't fall for that.
We can make it real easy for you. When it's time to get your security updates, even if there's a link and even if you're sure it's from Microsoft, go ahead and ignore the link. Open up Internet Explorer and click on Tools, Windows Update. Let it take you to the Windows Update site and get them that way. That way you'll always be assured that you drove to get there and somebody didn't trick you on the way.
Yeah, unfortunately it's gotten that bad. So anything that is good for you, that's a structured process to kind of warn you, these guys are going to try to replicate. They're going to try to make it look like they're the official site. Just like you're seeing with the eBay scams, the PayPal scams, every bank in the world. I must have gotten 50 phishing scams in the last 30 days for banks I have never heard of.
The downside for the bank is that they probably get lots of tech support calls. The upside is there's banks I know of that I never knew existed before, so there's like some free advertising going on, I guess in a weird way.
It's a strange world out there, huh?
Very
All
strange
right,
world.
When we come back, we've got lots more to discuss about mobile technology. We invite your calls and input via email as well. Datadoctors.com is our web address. Check out all the resources and links that we've put up there. As well, we have a couple of phone lines open, which is very unusual, 602-277-5827. And, of course, that whole HALA thing, if you're outside of the Phoenix metro area, we'd love to hear from you as well. Shoot us an email saying, hey, I'm listening from Upper Volta.
You can do that, or we got a toll-free way for you, 1-800-564-5827. We'll take them that way, too.
I don't know if that works outside of the state, though.
I don't know. I'm not outside the state, so I can't test that theory. Who knows? It's Ken and Brandon. Lots more, including our Geek Speak of the Week and our Download of the Week. When we come back on the other side of the news, it's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.